就是我们可以说是这个会众的错了，如果因为他不知道说讲员是怎么回事。
But when they invite you back, they ought to know better.
那第二次来邀请的时候呢，那他就应该呢知道说是怎么样一个讲员了。
And I do count it a privilege to be here this morning.
实在是觉得是我的荣幸能够在各位当中。
I don't know what kind of week you have had this week, but mine has been very busy.
不晓得各位的这个过去的礼拜如何，我的这个礼拜非常的忙碌。
We live in a world that is busy. It's caught up in many activities.
我们的生活呢是非常忙碌的。
We live in a world that is filled with problems and turmoil and stresses.
我们的生活也是蛮有困难的。
We live in a world that all of us would agree needs some serious help.
那我们也同意说，我们也知道说，我们的生活呢需要很大的帮助。
If you listen to the news, you understand that there are many problems in this world.
如果打开新闻的话，我们知道说这个世界上有很多的问题。
We find wars and fighting among many different people.
有战争。
We find many different, diseases and things that are causing this world chaos.
有疾病，然后有很多使这个世界变得很混乱的。
And I think all of us would agree that there needs to be some help for the world in which we live.
我们知道说在这个世界上我们真是需要这个很多的帮忙。
Crime and violence and drugs have begun to take over many of our big cities.
犯罪率很多的这种吸毒等等的都占满了这个很多的大都市。
We find that people turn to alcohol to find solutions to their problems.
很多人呢借着这个酗酒呢来解决他们的问题。
Only to find out that they have more problems because that solution didn't work.
然后就发现呢这个他们的问题越来越大。
And I think all of us would agree this morning that this world is in big problems.
我们知道说这个世界上实在是充满了很多的问题。
And as I see that and as I understand that, I ask myself, what is the solution to the problem?
然后我就问自己说，这个解决问题的方法是什么？
Now the world offers many solutions to this problem.
这个世界呢，给我们很多的答案。
The first solution that they would offer is just to leave people alone.
然后呢，第一个呢，就是说呢，你就不要管他们吧。
If a person has a problem, just leave them to their problem.
让他们自生自灭吧。
If a person has difficulties, just leave them alone.
他们有困难的话，就让他们自己解决吧。
They would tell you if you don't tell them they have a problem, they won't realize they have a problem.
如果你不跟他们说有问题，他们就不知道他们有问题。
They want us to just accept everybody the way that they are.
然后呢，就接受呢我们这个个人的本性。
But that many times is not the solution to the problem.
但是这个呢不是呢解决问题的方法。
It's merely denying that there is a problem.
只是呢掩饰说有个问题。
It reminds me of some time ago when I was playing some ball. Playing softball. Sports.
Yeah. 有一次呢我在玩球类的时候。
And you can tell by looking at me I probably don't run real fast.
然后你可以看得到说我会跑得很慢。
But I was trying to run real fast.
我是在这个很尽我能力的在跑。
And in the process I managed to break my ankle.
然后在这个时候呢不小心呢我就把我的脚呢摔坏了。
But I didn't think it was broken.
我不觉得说这我已经扭坏了。
I thought it was just a sprain.
只是觉得说可能在肌肉呢有扭伤而已。
So I wrapped it up with a bandage.
然后我就把它裹好了。
And kept walking.
然后就一直走。
And kept playing the game.
继续的在玩我的球。
By the end of the game, my ankle was great big.
然后这个玩到最后呢，我的这个那个。
Swollen.
就是。踝骨那边就肿得很大。
And that, I thought, might have been an answer to me.
然后我觉得这个就是我的答案了。
You'd think I would have understood there was a problem.
那我应该知道说这里我有个问题。
But I'm not real, real intelligent.
那个时候我其实不是很聪明。
And I thought it'll go away tomorrow.
觉得说明天呢就会消失就不见了。
But the next day it was the same.
第二天呢仍然是很肿。
And so I wrapped it up again.
然后我再把它再包好了。
And I continued going about my activities.
继续在做我自己的事。
And days turned into weeks.
然后呢，一天呢变成一个几个礼拜。
And finally, the ankle was not getting any better.
然后这个我的踝骨呢就一直肿大。
Finally, I went to the doctor.
我终于呢去看医生了。
And he told me, son, you broke your ankle.
然后医生跟我讲说呢，你把你的踝骨呢扭断了。
And he finally told me, you have ruined your ankle.
他说你把你的这个踝骨呢已经弄坏了。
No longer will you be able to do the activities you used to do.
你再不能呢办在做你以前能够做的事了。
So me denying the problem with my ankle did not make it better.
让我把我的问题这样拒绝呢，不能够解决我的问题。
In fact, it made the problem worse.
然后呢，反而呢，把这个问题呢变得更糟了。
But I meet a lot of people with problems that are just denying the problem.
但是我们很多人呢是拒绝我们的问，看到看拒绝接受我们的问题。
And the world is saying if you'll just leave them alone, deny the problem, they'll get better.
所以世界告诉我们说，你如果是来拒绝你的问题的话，那你就会解决你的问题了。
But that isn't the solution to make it better.
但是这不是呢使这个问题更变好的一个方法。
In fact, it makes the problem worse.
这个会把你的问题变得更糟。
So if that isn't the solution, what is?
如果这不是我们的问题的话，那什么是呢？
Another solution that the world offers is give them a program so they can help themselves get better.
另外一个方法就是说你来给他们一个
program. Give them an opportunity.
Yeah, 给他们一个机会让他们呢来做这些就是说来按照步骤来做的话就可以解决问题了。
That if you just empower them, they can help themselves.
让他给他们能力的话，他们就可以自己解决问题了。
And we hear a lot of talk about empowerment and people helping themselves.
然后有很多时候我们听到人讲说，给他们能力，他们就会自己解决问题。
And I don't deny that sometimes it does help.
我同意说，有的时候我们应该这样做。
But what about the many times that it does not help?
但有的时候呢，这个不能帮助他们解决问题。
It reminds me of the story of the man that was caught in the mud.
有个故事呢，有个人呢陷在这个泥土堆里面。
And so a friend came to help him get out of the mud.
然后这个有朋友呢就来帮他拉他出来。
And so he came and he stood right beside his friend.
然后他就站在这个他朋友旁边。
And they both pulled up together.
然后呢，就想办法把他拉出来。
And you know what happened?
你知道这个时候会怎么样吗
？They both sank in the mud.
他们都会呢沉进去的。
Neither one of them were helped.
因为这样的他们两个都不能解决问题。
They were both hindered.
然后他们两个都被就是被捆在一起就沉下去了。
If that friend wanted to help, he would have stayed on where the ground was still solid.
要救这个朋友的话，另外一个朋友一定要站在一个很稳固的地基上面。
He needed to stay where he was secure and steadfast.
然后他本人是需要这个很安妥安定以后呢，才能去救别人。
Then he could have reached and pulled his friend out.
然后呢，就可以拉他的朋友出来。
I remember many years ago when I was living in Bolivia, South America.
在多年前我住在 Bolivia, 南美洲的时候。
I was, my parents were missionaries there. In fact, I was born in Bolivia, South America.
我父母亲是宣教士，我是生长在Bolivia。
And we were traveling on one of the country roads that they have there.
然后我们有一天呢，在一个乡下地的时候。
And they're not real nice like the roads here.
那个地呢，这个路呢，不是很像我们柏油路这边好。
In fact, it's best to describe them as mud puddles.
然后的地呢，就是真是泥堆地啊。
It's just not very solid at all.
不是非常的很巩固很硬的。
And we came by a truck that had slid off the road and was stuck in the ditch.
然后看到有一辆大卡车呢，这因为滑的关系呢，就把它就滑在路边了。
It was a pretty good sized truck.
这个卡车非常大。
And we had just a little jeep with us.
那我们开的吉普车是很小。
And my father offered to help this man get unstuck.
那我爸爸就来说来帮这个司机呢开卡车的人呢帮他这个就是把他卡车拉出来。
And the gentleman said, "No, your jeep is much too small."
那个开卡车的人就说哦，你的吉普车太小了。
It there's no way it can get my big truck out of the mud.
不可能把我的大卡车拉出来的。
But my father talked with him for a while and convinced him to let us help.
后来呢，我爸就说服他了。
And so my father stayed up on the road where it was solid.
然后我爸就站在这个路上呢，这个路呢很稳固的。
And they took a chain and they hooked it from the jeep to the truck.
然后用一个铁链呢，就是把它挂在卡车跟这个吉普车上。
And then my father pulled with the jeep and the truck came right out of the mud.
然后呢，我爸就开吉普车呢，这个整个卡车就拉出来了。
And they were amazed by the power of that little Jeep.
然后他们呢就觉得这个小卡车的力量呢非常大，他们觉得很惊讶。
It wasn't that the Jeep was so powerful.
不是这个吉普车的力量。
It was that the Jeep was on solid foundation, solid ground.
这个吉普车呢是在一个很稳固的地基上。
So it didn't matter the size of the Jeep, it was the firm foundation it was on.
所以不管这个吉普车多大多小，而是因为它在一个很稳固的一个地基上，所以才能把一个大卡车能够拉出来。
My friend, that's the solution to the problem of the world today.
这就是呢，来解决这个世界上问题的方法。
And that firm foundation is Jesus Christ himself.
就是这稳固的地基就是耶稣基督。
If you want to reach and help the world in which you live, stand firm on Jesus.
如果我们要救这个世界的话，我们一定要站在一个稳固的地基上。
There's a story in Mark chapter 2.
在马可福音第二章。
In the first 12 verses of Mark chapter 2, we find an interesting story there.
在第一节到第二十二节呢，这有一个很有趣的故事。马可福音第二章一到十二节。
I want you to open your Bibles and just keep them open so we can look at this passage together.
请各位打开这个圣经，我们一起来看这一段。
We see in this story a man that has a big problem.
在这里有一个人呢，他有很严重的问题。
In fact, the scripture tells us he's paralyzed.
这个人是一个瘫痪的。
Now the word that is used for palsy here would depict a tremor or a shaking and a weakening of the muscles.
这个人呢应该可能是这个肌肉呢会就说有问题，所以呢可能他是就说会很抖得厉害呢，或是就说是不能用这个肌肉，所以他是个瘫痪。
This man had a disease that did not allow him to do anything for himself.
然后呢因此呢他就不能够呢自己的做一些事情。
He couldn't feed himself, he couldn't dress himself, he couldn't do anything for himself.
他自己不能吃不能穿。
He was completely dependent on somebody else helping him.
完全的依靠另外一个人。
And here's this man laying there on his bed day after day.
那这个人呢就躺在这个褥子上呢，就每天的躺在上。
I am sure that when the disease began to take him, he went to the doctor.
我想呢这个他在生病的时候呢他有去看医生。
And he went from doctor to doctor, but nobody could help him.
然后医生呢没法治他。
I think I understand a little bit of how that is.
我可以想象到这个人怎么样子。
This past year, my father was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
我的父亲呢过去呢去年的时候呢就是医生给他诊断确诊了 Parkinson, 就是是一种会肌肉会失控的那种疾病。
And now his left hand has begun to shake.
现在他的左手开始抖。
And he has no control over his left hand.
他不能控制自己的左手。
He can't do much with it.
他左手已经不能用了。
That's the type of disease this man had.
这种病呢，就是这个人呢，这个故事的这个人呢得的。
And there is no cure.
没有医的方法。
There still is no cure for it.
今天呢仍然没有这个能够治这个 Parkinson 这种病的方法。
But I am sure that he tried any cure that was offered to him in that day.
我相信呢那个时候他用尽的方法来治他的病。
He went from doctor to doctor trying to find a solution to his problem.
一直求医来解决他的身体的问题。
But his problem did not get better, it got worse.
然后他呢会这个情况越来越坏。
And time passed until now he cannot do anything for himself.
后来呢变得自己呢连什么事都不能做躺在那边。
It's a very sad position that this man finds himself in.
这个人实在是在一个很
sad situation,
很不幸的一件的情况之下。
He cannot even take care of his family anymore.
他呢也不能够呢来供应他的家人。
He can't work a job or earn money.
不能够来为他们家人的糊口。
He has to depend on everybody else for everything.
现在呢就变成是依靠别人来帮助他。
And I am sure that every day he wished would be his last day.
我想呢他可能也在想说今天就是他最后一天了。
Wishing for something to happen to change this situation he was in.
也希望呢某一些事情能够改变他的状况。
Wishing for something to happen that he would no longer be left without hope.
希望呢能够事情改变了后呢真正使他呢能够再有希望。
But he had hope.
他的确有希望。
Because Jesus came to his town one day.
因为有一天呢，耶稣呢来到他的这个小城市来。
We see there that Jesus comes into the town and many people come to see him.
然后这个时候很多人呢来看他。
And that was usual wherever Jesus went.
通常耶稣去的地方很多人都围绕他。
And we see that they find out which house he is at and they fill the house completely.
然后他们知道说耶稣会在哪里呢然后在哪个家呢他们呢就 一窝蜂呢就去 来见耶稣。
The scripture says they can't get anybody else in the house. It's completely full.
那、这个故事就讲说耶稣在的那个地方那个房子呢都坐满了人。
And we might see that there might be still no hope for this paralyzed man since Jesus has so many people around him.
这瘫痪的人觉得说他已经没希望了因为呢他进不去。
But this sick man has four friends.
然后可是他有四个好朋友。
These four friends believed in the power of Jesus.
这四个朋友呢相信了耶稣基督的大能。
These four friends knew what Jesus could do.
这四个朋友呢知道说耶稣可以行神迹。
Now we don't know who these friends are.
我们不知道这四个朋友是谁。
But it's very possible that maybe these friends had been healed by Jesus before.
或许呢这四个朋友呢曾经呢被这个耶稣呢医治好了。
Maybe one of these men had been crippled and Jesus touched him.
可能一个是其中一个瘸子然后耶稣把他医好了。
And now he's no longer crippled, but he can walk like anybody else.
他已经呢像一个正常人可以走路了。
And maybe one of these men used to be a blind man.
或许其中一个呢是曾经是瞎眼的。
He used to sit there and beg for a few coins to feed himself.
以前呢就坐在那边呢跟这个跟大家讨饭要钱的。
But then Jesus came by his way.
但是耶稣呢来到他的旁边。
And Jesus touched his eyes.
耶稣呢摸到他的眼睛。
And now he can see for himself.
他现在可以看到了。
He can earn his own living.
他可以自己谋生。
He can make his own way.
可以自己呢生活了。
Because Jesus came by one day.
因为有一天耶稣呢来到他的生命当中。
Maybe one of those men was a leper at one time.
或许其中一个呢是一个长大麻风的。
And the disease had ravaged his body.
这个大麻风呢使他的身体呢就是有很严重的问题。
The disease had left him an outcast from society.
变成在他的这个整个社会里面呢算是一个是一个被遗弃的人。
Nobody wanted anything to do with him.
这个大家都不想呢跟他来往。
But then Jesus came by his way.
然后耶稣呢来到他的生命当中。
And then Jesus touched him.
然后耶稣呢摸到他的生命。
And no longer is he diseased by leprosy.
然后呢他的大麻风呢就医好了。
No longer is he an outcast from society.
不再是呢一个被遗弃的人。
But now he can work a job and be with his family.
然后呢可以呢生活可以呢跟他的家人在一起。
Because Jesus came by his house one day.
因为呢耶稣有一天呢来到他们的生命当中。
I think those men would know the power of Jesus Christ.
他们呢知道耶稣基督的大能。
And so they understood that if they could get their paralyzed friend to Jesus.
所以呢如果他们能够把这个瘫痪的这个朋友呢把他带到耶稣面前的话
then Jesus could heal this paralyzed friend.
耶稣基督就可以呢医治他的朋友。
They believed in the power of Jesus.
他们相信耶稣基督的大能。
Because no doubt they had experienced the power of Jesus in their own life.
因为他们呢在他们自己生命呢已经经历了耶稣的大能。
And so those men pick up that man on a bed.
所以呢他们就把这个摊子呢就抬起来。
And they began to take him to Jesus.
就开始呢往耶稣的这个家呢去了。
Now that's a big job to carry somebody in a bed.
知道吗？抬着一个人，抬着褥子呢，这个是一个很大的一个工作。
I don't know if you have ever tried to carry somebody in a stretcher.
不晓得你有没有这个机会呢？抬一个人呢，就是抬这个担架，把一个人抬就是抬担架的。
When I was a boy, we had somebody gave us a stretcher.
我小时候呢，有一个人呢给我们一个担架。
And we would play together carrying people around on the stretcher.
然后我们就拿了当作玩具来玩。
But I found out that if those four men carrying the stretcher don't work together,
如果是这四个人呢拿着这个单杠呢如果是呢他们不合作的话
then it's not going to be long till the person in the stretcher is going to be on the ground.
然后这个在躺在那个担架上面的人呢，就会掉到地上。
And many times if I was on the stretcher, I would wind up on the ground.
每次我在担架上面的时候，我就会就掉到地上。
Because they had to learn to work together.
因为这抬这个人呢，抬这四个人呢，需要呢学习合作。
If you have a tall man and a short man, they have to make adjustments.
一个高的一个矮的，他们呢之间呢需要调整。
If you have a fast person and a slow person, they have to make adjustments.
走得快的跟慢的呢，他们之间也得要调整。
But these four men so wanted him to get to Jesus.
但是四个朋友呢，真正希望呢，他们这个摊子呢，能够呢去看耶稣。
That they made whatever adjustments were necessary to get him there.
然后他们呢就彼此的这样子合作呢来抬这个摊子。
Because they believed Jesus could heal their friend.
因为他们相信耶稣可以治他的朋友。
And they finally get to the house.
然后呢他们来到这个家。
And we see that it is so crowded they can't get in.
知道说人很多进不去。
They might have become discouraged and said, "Well, we tried. We're just going to take him home."
然后他们可能是说。 算了吧，我们就回家吧。
But those men didn't give up.
但是这个他的朋友呢，没有放弃。
Those men didn't quit just because there was a problem.
因为呢，前面看到前面一个问题呢，他们呢没有萎缩。
We see from the scripture that they climb up on the roof.
然后呢，圣经告诉我们说，他们呢，然后爬到房顶。
Now that would be a big job in the houses that we have here in the United States.
It would be a big job if we had house, if they had houses like we do here in the States.
如果是说像我们在美国这样的房子的话，或许呢，这个工作，这种抬这个担架到房顶的工作呢，是一个很大的一个工作。
But the way they built their houses there was different than we build them here.
但是那边的房，那个时候的房子呢，是跟我们的房子不一样。
These houses would have had a flat roof on them.
他们呢会有像平台，这个房顶呢会有平台。
And a lot of times they had a staircase coming down the outside of the building so you could access the roof from outside.
然后很多房子呢，他们也有楼梯呢，从外面呢，能够到楼上，到平台去。
And the way that the roof would have been made, it would have been layers of mud that would have been packed very, very hard.
他们的那时候屋顶呢，是用泥呢，就是好几层的泥呢盖的。
They would put layers of mud and then a layer of sticks in between the mud.
然后他们是用泥跟草，泥跟像树叶、树枝这一类的，就是这样垒起来的。And
so then you would have a very thick roof.
然后他们的这个屋顶呢就会变得很厚。And
so these men climbed to the top of the roof.
所以呢，他们这些人呢就到屋顶去。And
the scripture says they broke up the roof, they tore up the roof.
然后呢，他们就把这个屋顶呢就把它打碎，把它漏个洞。It
wasn't an easy job.
这个不是一个很简单的事情。They
didn't have a big tractor up there.
没有像这个一些机器呢能够呢来帮他们。
They had to do it by hand only.
他们需要呢用自己的手呢来做。But
they wanted to get their friend to Jesus.
因为他们呢希望把他的朋友呢带到耶稣那边。And
so there was no job too big to get their friend to Jesus.
所以他们不认为呢这些事情呢都是一个大工作。And
we can see that they slowly open up a hole big enough for this man to fit through.
所以呢他们就开始把这个屋顶呢开了个天窗。
And so then they let this man down in front of Jesus on some ropes in the stretcher.
然后用绳子呢，就把他们的朋友，把他朋友呢，这个就把他放到耶稣面前。
And then we see in verse 5 that this man gets into the presence of Jesus.
第五节说呢，这个他的这个朋友呢，就来到耶稣的面前。
And the scripture says when Jesus saw their faith,
耶稣看到他们的信心。
That's their faith. Those four men that are letting him down, they believed in Jesus.
这四个朋友把他的朋友呢，把他拉下去，就看到耶稣看到他们的信心。
And he rewarded their faith.
然后耶稣呢，就奖赏他们的信心。
And he speaks to this crippled man.
就对着摊子说。
He says, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee."
你的罪赦免了。
This Jesus understood this man's biggest problem was a sin problem.
耶稣知道说他这个人的问题呢是一个罪恶的问题。
And so he speaks to that problem first.
所以呢先来解决这个问题。
But he doesn't stop there.
然后呢他继续说。
We find that in verse 11 he says, take up your bed, go home, you're healed of this disease.
他说起来拿起褥子你已经医治好了。
And Jesus heals this man that had been paralyzed.
耶稣呢,医好了这个瘫子。
He had a very big problem.
这个人有很大的问题。
But when he got in the presence of Jesus, Jesus had the solution for his problem.
当他来到耶稣面前的时候,耶稣就给他这个解决的方法。
It's a wonderful story that we see here.
这是一个很美的一个故事。
It's a life that is changed by the power of Jesus.
一个生命呢,被耶稣基督大能呢,改变了。
A man that had no hope is now living a normal life.
一个没有指望的人现在呢可以自己生存了。
A man that had no ability is now able to do for himself.
一个无能的人现在呢他自己可以呢站起来了。
Oh, what a wonderful day that was in his life.
对这个人来讲实在是一个很美的一天。I'm
sure it's a day he will never forget.
然后也是他一个难忘的一天。
Because Jesus came by with the solution for his problem. I'm glad that this story's here.
我很高兴这个故事在这里。
Because that gives me faith and hope to believe for the problems of this world today.
因为呢,这带给我信心跟希望呢,来解决这世上的问题。
Yes, there are big problems in this world.
没错,我们实在是有很大的问题。
Yes, there are those that seem to be out of control.
没错,有很多问题是我们是失控的。
Yes, there are lives that have been ruined by sin.
没错,罪恶呢,使我们的生命呢,变得更糟。
But if we can get those people to Jesus,
如果我们把这些人带到耶稣面前,
if we can get them into the presence of Jesus,
把他们带到耶稣面前,
then they will find the solution for their life just like this man found.
就像这个人一样, 他们也可以得到解决问题的方法。
Because Jesus still has the same power today.
因为耶稣仍然有 当初的大能,
Jesus has the same ability that he had back then.
他仍然可以解决我们的问题。
And we may look around us in the world that we live in.
我们看看我们的世界。
We may see family, we may see friends.
我们看看我们的家人, 我们的朋友。
Who it seems like have no hope.
看他们呢,实在是没有希望。
Who it seems like maybe don't even want any help.
他们可能也不想呢, 不想得救。
But if you'll take them to Jesus, he has the solution.
但是你把他们带到耶稣面前的时候, 耶稣就有方法解决他们的问题。
I'm involved with missions quite a bit.
我有很多机会呢, 跟这个,
missionary?
Yeah. 跟很多宣教士呢, 有同工的机会。
And many times we think of missionaries going somewhere else.
通常我们想到宣教士呢,是到远方去的。
Going to another country, going to another continent.
到别的国家,到别的地方。
But all of us here this morning are missionaries.
但是我们当作的每一个人都是宣教士。
Your mission field is the community where you live.
我们的宣教的工厂呢,就是我们住的地方。
Your mission field is your family, your friends, your neighborhood.
我们的工厂呢,就是我们的家人,我们的亲朋好友。
These men lived in the same town with this paralyzed man.
这些四个朋友呢,跟这个瘫痪的人是住在一起的。
Maybe they were even neighbors.
他们可能是邻居。
But they knew that this man needed help.
他们知道这个人需要帮助。
And they didn't turn away from him when he had a need.
当这个人有需要的时候, 他们没有离开他。
But they reached out to him and took him to Jesus for a solution.
反而呢,把他带到耶稣面前来解决他的问题。
And my friends, that's our job as Christians today.
这就是我们基督徒的应该做的事。
Is to take people to Jesus.
就是把人带到耶稣面前。
When you think about all that Jesus has done for you,
想想我们看看耶稣呢在我们身上所做的一切。
And you have experienced the touch of Jesus in your life.
当我们被耶稣触摸到的时候,
it ought to motivate you to get other people to Jesus as well.
就会让我们呢
It's something that ought to just burn within each and every one of us.
在我们心里面，这应该是一个像个火焰一样的燃烧起来。
Whenever we see somebody lost in sin,
看到有人呢在罪恶里面已经迷失了。
We see the hopelessness in their lives.
在他们的生命里面是已经没有希望了。
We see the helplessness in their countenance.
在他们的面孔上面看得出，实在是没有希望了。We
ought to be, we ought to be challenged to give them the hope of the gospel of Jesus.
我们这时候应该呢，就应该把耶稣基督的福音呢传给他们。We
ought to be challenged to give them the hope that Jesus brings.
来带给把耶稣基督希望呢带给他们。Many
times it does take a lot of hard work.
没错，这个是工作不是很容易的。It's
going to take all of us working together.
我们要合作。
Each one of us doing our part.
我们呢自己呢来扮演我们应该扮演的角色.
Each one of us doing what Jesus wants us to do.
来做耶稣要我们做的事情.
Many times we get the idea if we're not a preacher, there's nothing we can do.
有时候我们说这个，如果因为我不是牧师，所以呢我没有什么能力去做.
But it takes all of us working together.
但是呢，我们需要呢大家一起来合作。
If we were all preachers, who would we preach to?
每个人都是牧师的话，那我们传给谁呢？
We would have no congregation.
那我们就没有这个会众了。And
the platform, I don't think, would hold all of us up here preaching at the same time.
那所有的牧师都在上面的话，恐怕这讲台也太小了。
But it takes all of us doing our part for Jesus.
那我们要必须呢做我们这一部分。
We have one here that plays the piano.
有人私琴。
You don't want me to play the piano.
我想我不要私琴。
You would not recognize anything that I play because I cannot play.
我弹的呢，你可能都听不到我在弹些什么。
She has her part to play the piano.
我们的姐妹呢，是她有她这个弹这个私琴的这个角色。
I have my part to do for Jesus Christ.
我有我的角色呢，来为耶稣所做了。
Each one of us are involved in ministry.
我们每个人呢，都是在侍奉当中。
Because it's doing whatever I can do for the glory of Jesus Christ.
来，为了荣耀神呢，我们要尽我们的能力来做我们当做的。
It's letting everybody know that I come in contact with about the hope of the gospel.
来带给大家这个福音的这个希望。I
would challenge you this morning.
我要给大家一个挑战。Let's
continue to bring people to Jesus Christ.
就是呢，我们继续的把人带到耶稣面前。Let's
do whatever is in our power to tell others about Jesus Christ.
靠，以我们的能力来告诉别人耶稣基督是如何的。Where
you work, where you go to school, where you live, there are people that need to know about Jesus.
我们去，我们上学，我们在工作的岗位，我们来告诉大家耶稣基督。
And you will come in contact with people that I'll never see.
那你会接触到我不能接触的人。
But if you'll show them to Jesus.
如果你把耶稣指示给他们。
If you'll introduce them to Jesus Christ.
你把他们呢介绍给，你把耶稣介绍给他们。
Jesus has the answer to their problem.
耶稣能解决他们的问题。
There isn't anybody that's beyond the reach of God.
每个人都可以接触神。
I would challenge you this morning, let's do our part to tell others about Jesus.
所以我要挑战各位，让我们来做我们应该做的一部分。
In your community and in your home.
在我们的社区，在我们的家庭里面。
And let's believe that Jesus Christ is still changing lives today.
相信耶稣基督今天仍然改变人的生命。
Thank you for your kind attention.
谢谢各位。